This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I'm going to ask a question and I fully
want
to.
I feel like we kind of harmonized there at the last bit.
Yeah, it was good.
Like, go again. Go again. Sing it
from
again.
Which bit? From looks like we made it.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. Oh!
That was really good.
Sorry, what
good.
The fuck? We're class.
That was good. Emma as well?
Will I go high or low?
High.
I'll go high.
Yeah. Wait, hang on now. What goes with that? Baby.
Because mine's quite deep.
Baby. Baby.
Mm. Yeah, go high, see how it goes.
Baby. Okay. Looks. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby.
Oh my God. That was incredible.
Should we start selling tickets?
I think so. Because I saw Shania Twain last year and very disappointing live.
Can we do that again? Because I feel like I didn't get my high note early enough for the first bit before we
got
to the
game. Okay.
So, look.
Honestly, any excuse.
I'm counting in.
Okay.
A one, two, three, four.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby.
Still think the second time was the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the golden one.
Yeah. Great, though.
Anyway.
That'll do.
We've lost it.
You were about to say something.
I'm going to leave it off. We're going to keep it for tomorrow.
Oh. Tomorrow.
Make a note of us.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's the story?
Hey, good morning. This week is flying.
I can't believe it's Thursday, yeah?
It's fantastic.
It's a bit manky out there.
Although I will say it is a bit manky, and I woke up, same thing as I woke up yesterday, nosebleed. I feel like a loser. What's going on? What's
the story? 7 years old.
I feel like that happens in the winter, you know what I mean? When it gets a bit dry and you might kind of like maybe itch it or something and it starts gushing. I basically did the same thing today. I felt a little bit, when I woke up, I felt a little bit quite dry out there. So I went digging. I went to having a little, had a little look.
What
but I literally, I didn't pick it. I didn't do anything like that.
Just investigative.
I just a little bit. God, is there something up there?
Sometimes you have to excavate up there.
You do have to have a little go. Also, why is it that you can pick your ear, you can pick your eye, you can pick your teeth, you can't really pick your nose? Why can't you pick your nose?
Do you mean floss your teeth? Pick your teeth?
No, I could be sitting here with you and like get something out of my tooth and you won't say a word. I could get something out of my eye, you won't say a word.
I could scratch my ear.
You wouldn't say a word.
I wouldn't love if you were like rubbing your eyes and then touching everything. And I wouldn't hugely love if you were like going in on your ear.
Picking
your teeth. None of those would be like great.
You're very delicate, Fiona.
I wouldn't even mind. I'm not going to lie. I do like picking my ears sometimes.
Picking your ears.
I pick it all.
I wouldn't do it here now. I'd be nervous here.
In my own home.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think there's anything wrong with picking a body part. Well, there's one that you really shouldn't.
Don't be picking at that now.
Don't be picking at that. You want that bleeding?
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
It's David Guetta, Sia, and Beautiful People. And of course, David Guetta will play the Saturday night of Longitude this year. Obviously, we were all kind of railed on him.
We were high.
Plenty of bangers. And if you want to win your race to Longitude, Michaela has tickets to go from 10 o'clock again this morning.
Very good.
Now, I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, if you spent a lot of time online, but I did. And everywhere I looked, it was people genuinely seeming heartbroken for a fictional character they had never before heard of.
Okay.
So essentially what happened here is there's a show on Nickelodeon, I certainly hadn't heard of it, called The Tiny Chef Show.
Sounds like Dave's vibe.
I feel like I have heard about it. I feel like it's a normal sized chef and then there's a little tiny chef on the table, like CGI'd onto the table or something, like green screened onto the table.
I thought it was going to be a normal sized chef, but he lives in a big world or something.
No, I think it's a normal sized chef and he has a tiny little helper who's little chef. I just presume.
The tiny chef is just this little animation, little caricature, little cute guy who speaks with such a heavy lisp that it's kind of hard to understand him, but it's very endearing and very sweet.
Gareth Gates vibes.
The whole idea is it educates kids on the basics of how to, what kind of food they're putting in their body every day, and it's doing all that in kind of a fun way and all that kind of stuff. stuff. It won an Emmy, so it's been doing pretty well.
It won an Emmy.
Yeah, two seasons it's been
mental.
Running for.
Like, so did Breaking Bad.
It also has.
Suppose they were also cooks.
Very good.
It has a pretty star sort of cast. RuPaul's in there, Rebel Wilson, Alan Cumming.
Yeah. What?
But instead of a standard cancellation notice, right, this came to be yesterday on YouTube and all over social media. They released a video and it's Tiny Chef actually getting the news via phone call.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That's awful. That's real dark.
Awful sad. So he's there cleaning his bedroom, dusting everything down in his apron and a chef hat on. Now, again, I did say that it's kind of hard to understand him, but just give this a go. So he gets really excited when he first hears from the big, big execs at Nickelodeon.
Yes, Tiny Chef here. Hey, how you doing? Ready to cook up some more episodes? I got a brilliant project.
You think that's a lisp? I don't think that's a lisp.
He's got like a lisp on bees. Which I've never heard.
But it's like every word starts with bees. Like, blow, blow. My blob.
I kind of got him.
If you need some translation, was Nickelodeon ringing, wasn't it? And he's got, I've got a billion ideas for new episodes.
Yes. And at the very end, he goes, I got a billion ideas. And then he gets cut off. Then he stops talking because he's obviously hearing some bad news. So it continues. And this is him kind of taking in the bad news that, you know, the show's been cancelled.
What does he say here? So I can listen out for it.
Well, listen to it first and then I'll translate.
Okay, go on.
Cancelled.
What do you mean?
I got that bit.
It's very Minion-esque.
What do you mean, killed?
Maybe you need to see the sadness of
I think
eyes.
I do, yeah.
They really wanted to get Nickelodeon where it hurts here.
Exactly.
They were like, we will make you look like the kill Tiny Tim kind of vibe.
So he's trying, then he kind of gets off the phone and he says, what about all my friends? And he obviously lists all the people who work on the show. And then at the very end, he tries to get back to cleaning his room, but just can't cope and gets himself over to his bed and just sits down and starts bawling, right? And it sounds like this. He's just sitting over on the bed.
Can I hear the first clip again? Because now that I feel like I've got a vibe of him, I feel like I can translate.
So the first is him just waffling.
I've got a billion ideas.
Yeah, he starts off then he's like, oh, hello, blah, blah, blah. He's all excited and then talks about all the ideas he has.
Yes, hello, Tiny Chef.
Yes, hello, Tiny Chef.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Ready to cook up some more episodes? But I got a brilliant
idea. You want to cook up some more episodes? I got a billion ideas.
I feel like yous are speaking Swedish.
I don't know how yous are translating.
This is unbelievable.
At the start, he wasn't saying anything. Yeah. It was just the way you kind of talk to yourself when you're like doing your jobs.
Right.
He was singing and dancing, cleaning and dusting.
But the fact that yous know what he's saying in the second half is like, you know, in the Avengers when they have that tree that just says, I am Groot. And there's one guy who can understand. And all he says is, I am Groot. And he's like, what are you? That's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah. It feels like we are playing a massive prank
on him. It's a huge prank. I don't think he's actually saying anything.
No, he just starts everything with a B.
Okay.
It's not hard, Dave.
Online yesterday, the comments were just coming in thick and fast. People were genuinely bawling their eyes out crying to this clip. You should watch it and see how you got on.
I'm going to watch the show.
That's horrendous. Why do they do it like that?
I've no idea. I've been crying for the last 20 minutes. Someone said on YouTube, the world needs Sheffy now more than ever. Someone else said, legitimately one of the saddest things ever animated, and every line is a gut punch. But honestly, what broke me is, but we won an Emmy. That's another
I like the thought
the
of like
we won an Emmy.
Different children's TV shows getting cancelled, but in a specific way. So, like 64 Zoo Lane, and they like put the elephant down or something.
They did it like that to make Nickelodeon feel guilty.
Or like it's for the smart little chef, they should have done like a health code violation.
Oh, no.
Actually very smart.
Little chef been sleeping in the kitchen.
Here's Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
How are you getting on? Now, I know there's a lot of talk about this at the moment. You can't have any fun anymore.
Not at all.
Because of woke.
You can't say anything anymore.
You can't say anything
I couldn't
anymore.
Do what you do. No, I'd be cancelled.
There's a lot of cancellation is following us at every corner.
Is
at
it
every
still
moment
a thing as
day?
Much as it used to be? Like, I feel like it's not as bad anymore.
Well, that's what I like to think. I like to think no one really gets cancelled. Yeah. Like, you will be able to work.
Well, when I was in Manchester over the weekend, right, there was this one particular pub that we went to, and then I was standing out the front for a minute, and there was this gang of lads, and they were about to go in. They're like, we hang on there, that pub's cancelled. And I was just like, why is that? And they told me there was some issue with the staff or whatever. And I actually was like,
Oh.
I'm ashamed of myself for being in there.
Oh, get out of there. So it was like a legit thing. Like they weren't paying their staff. They weren't giving them breaks.
There was some
like
there was some issue. I don't know. It was just some random lads.
That's a very nice, woke, socially conscious group of young lads in Manchester.
Eight young fellas. They said, no, we're not going in there.
Can't even drink anymore because I'm woke.
They're dead right. So an aspect of my life that's usually a comfort for me, somewhere I didn't think woke culture would infiltrate, is candle usage.
Candle culture.
Candle culture, exactly. I like to light a candle in the evenings. My bathroom famously opens directly onto my living room, so there's a candle burning in there at all times.
Oh,
just
right.
So the smells don't seep out.
You
know
hear that? She's got a living room and a bathroom.
Oh, I'm doing
very well for herself.
Cancel her.
Cancel me immediately. But I was on Drury Street yesterday, just having a browse through the shops supporting local after the show yesterday. And I came across a little candle section of a shop. Now, I wouldn't really be buying my candles there because they're up by 40 quid. I'm not being made money. But I saw this sign, 5 ways to take care of your candles. And I thought, oh my God.
It's only a bit of wax.
It's only a bit of wax, you say? You're wrong.
To be fair, I like this.
You like it?
I like it because I'm awful bad to my candles.
You're awful bad?
Yeah.
Well, get yourself, I'll send
you to them.
I'm excited to hear, think of them, you know, when you don't light them all the way the first time, so it just goes down, like a cylinder down the thing, but like it's not using the whole candle. Or I'll just
that's
start poking
terrible.
It. You know when it's real soft.
Oh yeah, well like that's the wax just a bit of fun. Soft,
and I'd be poking it all over the place, or
that's
it'd be dripping and kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't take care of my candles. But to be fair, I've never spent 40 quid on one. So if I was spending 40 quid on one, I'd want to know how to take care of it.
Okay, well you're about to hear, just in case you ever get a gift of an expensive candle or something like that. Okay, number one on the list of ways to take care of your candles. Trim that wick.
The wick.
Yeah, because of wick.
Because
before lighting, trim the wick to 1/4 inches, I assume, using scissors or one of our wick trimmers. Okay, so they're just trying to get more money out of you.
A wick trimmer.
A wick trimmer now. You all need a wick trimmer.
Imagine being in someone's gaff and you end up at the wick with a normal scissors and they're like, sorry, because you actually
get the wick trimmer. Number two, let it burn. Oh, you like this one. Allow the wax to melt to the edges of the jar every burn to prevent tunnelling. Especially important on the first burn. It's terrible when your candle tunnels. Okay, number three, safety first. Never leave a lit candle unattended. That's fine. And don't burn for more than 4 hours at a time. So what am I meant to do? Sometimes I like to let it burn all night, okay? No, and now number four, which is very important with candles, know when to stop. Know
what
the one that's one too many, okay?
It's an addiction process.
This is like you have to watch people
the 12-step program.
Their candles. Don't burn your candle if only 1/4 or 1/2 inch of wax remains. Lighting a candle without enough wax can overheat the jar. So now I can't even make the most of my 40 quid candle. Gotta stop using it.
For 40 quid, that thing would never want to run out.
No.
Ever.
Final, I appreciate this. Reuse it. Once the candle is finished, clean out the jar. Now you've got a new planter or pencil holder or whatever you've like. So they let us have a bit of artistic license.
When Jack moved into my house, I was so into keeping that stuff. He was like, what's the story about you keeping all the jam jars?
Oh, no, you need to keep them.
I'll make a candle one day.
I'll make a candle.
He was like, do you mind if I get rid of them when I'm going to get rid of the glass bottles? I was like, yeah, I guess I should probably stop holding on to the... Or like, you know, the fancy yogurt. You ever get them sometimes in Dunn's?
Let it go.
I better keep them.
No, let it go, Emma. Do you ever see the girls who are like making candles on TikTok out of like Baby Bell wrappers and like adding Vicks into it? And I'm like, you are going to kill your child if you like that now. Please.
That's wick culture.
Wick gone mad.
Spins, fully charged.
Tate McRae in sports car on spin. Welcome.
Yes,
here we go. Every now and again, we love to play this game with you. It is called A Second at the Cinema. And
Let's all go to the lobby.
The idea here is we're going to play you a singular second of a movie. And your job is to identify it from that singular second. Now, the thing about this is it sounds like an impossibility. It has a 100% success rate.
Do you know it this week?
No, only producer Callum has per this week. So you can
and
assume
you better
it's...
not have picked some.
Yeah, I am a little bit worried that this is one of my niches.
Oh.
So I do apologise.
So I do
it's
love
kind
a niche.
Of a kids movie, is it?
Well, just
I feel like you can always assume it's a kids movie. Yeah. It's Callum.
Just wait and see, but I will give
you... Have you ever watched an over 18?
Absolutely. I want to see the 28 Years Later film at the weekend.
Oh, you big boy.
It was very gory.
Very scary.
what I'm going to say is, and sometimes we do say it, and this is a bit of a clue, if it's part of a franchise, we need the exact film.
Oh, it's one of those.
Avengers.
Marvel. Okay, let's all listen to the clip together. Dave normally is pretty good at this. Myself and Fiona, well, I don't know, you're all right too, I guess.
Not really, I've gotten one.
If you want to have a guess, then just drop us over the word cinema in a WhatsApp to 0877 11 103. And if you win, you could be off to the cinema yourself as
do
well.
It, let's go.
Here we go.
Oh.
Would you ever think about doing a rom-com or something, Callum?
No, absolutely not.
I don't have it.
Okay. It's the very end of the film. It's from the very final scene before the credits roll.
Can I ask the next time we do something that isn't PG?
Well, this is more U rated. It's
oh,
not
for
even
God's
PG.
Sake.
It's one of my favourite films of all time.
That's what I thought as
it
well.
It is not.
It's not.
Not that.
But love your spelling.
Can I give you one more?
Okay, let's get ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
I would have thought one of those as well.
I have no idea. I'm human.
I'm telling you, it might be one of the ones where it really is a stickler this morning. Because it's one of my... Like, just think of me, if you know me, which you probably don't. Think of kind of English vibes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, next week can I pick the film?
Yes.
Go again.
Okay, one more time.
Fun.
Have I seen it?
I'd say that everyone has seen this.
Oh, okay, hang on. Now I think I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
Do you want to continue deliberating here, or should we throw it out at this point?
I think I might have it.
Okay, 087-711-1038. For you listening, drop us over the word cinema to have a guess and win your way to the IMC cinema.
No.
They're both writing stuff down on pages.
Damn it.
Can we say what you've guessed?
That's three guesses that I've made that it's not them.
Okay, Dave hasn't a clue. That's a rarity. Fiona hasn't a clue.
That's standard.
Sure. Yeah. Holly is standing by. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you stuck in traffic somewhere across the city this morning?
I'm stuck in traffic on the M4.
Oh, yay. Nice. Well, this is a good game to play in traffic. Listen to the clip. What is that movie, Holly?
Is it Wally?
Wally. One of the movies I wrote down and asked for it with Callum if it was that. And he said no.
Sugar.
Good guess, though, Holly.
Thanks, Mil Hunt.
Bye, Holly.
Talk to you later. Okay, no dice.
I don't think it's been got this week.
Really?
Yeah, so Sive
has said... That never happens.
Sive has said cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
No.
I kind of see where Sive is coming from with the monkey. I think it's called Steve or something. And he says... let me hear the thing again.
The clip.
See? Spool! It kind of sounds
that's
like that.
That's so different to what you're doing. And actually, that's making me uncomfortable.
Anthony said Despicable Me.
Despicable Me, Callum?
A minion. It's got to be a minion.
Not a minion.
No. Sugar.
Paddington, we got a guess in.
I see what you've done there with the guess of Paddington, because I did say, if you know me, could be very English.
I think that was what that person was getting at.
But it's not Paddington.
No. You said it could be, you said at the start, actually, that it was part of a franchise.
Yes, so it is part of a film series. Do you know what? No one has got it correct this morning.
In the history of this game, I think that's happened once.
I think you jinxed it by saying this is 100% success, right?
Yeah.
Well, you see, it's 100% because very rarely, like once or twice, you might have to play a little extension. So instead of a second of the cinema, I'd become 3 seconds of the cinema.
Oh. Yeah, so let's bump the clip out.
Go on.
Okay, here we go. 3 seconds at the cinema.
Three.
Can you identify this film?
Oh, got it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah.
It, to me, sounds the exact same as the first one. What's he got?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know which one, though.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see if you can get this before 8 o'clock. Otherwise, we'll be playing this all morning long.
Do Do you have any idea? And I'm going to say something that's going to get me in trouble. Four IMC Cinema Passes.
Because we've made the clip easier.
It's obviously stumping people.
It's a very tough one.
You
Callum,
were right,
it's very
though.
Weird.
Insanely English.
Yes.
Okay, get in touch with the word cinema, please. 087 711 1038 for the last time. Right now.
That's crazy, love. I feel like I've just watched the movie.
Yeah. Where was my popcorn?
Claudine is there. Hello.
Hello.
All right, Claudine, go on. Give us your. This is the clip. What have you got for us? What do you think?
I just saw Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep.
I love Shaun the Sheep. Was that the Irish show?
Yeah, and it went into a movie. Was it Irish or was it English? Oh, was it English? Well, that's a good guess because Callum did say it is English. Yeah. Is she correct?
Claudine, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Claudine. Great guess, though.
Sorry, Claudine.
No problem.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Obviously, you're paying for some IMC Cinema Passes for this yourself this morning. This is the clip again.
Hi.
All right, Kira, go on. Give us your guess.
It's a Toy Story.
It's not, Kira. So sorry.
Sorry, Kira. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye, Kira.
Sorry.
We're going to be here all day, lads, I think.
Yeah. We're never giving this away ever, are we?
Okay, here we go again.
So obvious now.
Come on.
Yeah, it's so obvious.
Keith, what do you think that is?
Wallace and Gromit, Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
The Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Which is which one? How many numbers in is it?
I don't know, like two or three?
I don't know number on it, it's just the name of it, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Incredible.
Yes.
Incredible work.
Well done.
Enjoy it, Keith. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Keith.
No problem. Cheers. Bye. Thanks.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hiya, what's the crack?
Hello, hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Goes without saying, I don't have kids, so I don't know how I'd deal in a situation like this.
Okay.
But I will say, some people I follow on Instagram insist on posting their kids all the time, but don't want to show their face. Right?
Oh, yes.
I do not understand this.
No.
I do not understand
this. I'm like, when I grew up and I looked back at, like, say, photos that my ma used to post to me online with writing all over my face, I'd be like, do you mind putting writing
on
my face?
Your
mom
would do that?
No, I'm saying if I was one of these kids now. I'm like, why are you putting a stupid emoji on my head?
Yeah, I don't get it at all. I understand, like, if you don't want your kid's face out there, that's fine. Don't post it.
Mm. What if they think they look unreal in the picture?
Crop the kid out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, but sometimes the crop is awkward. Sometimes if the crop, like, makes you in the corner real long.
Yeah. But also,
like,
I don't.
Some of the mas and dads look absolutely great. So they're obviously like, I look fantastic.
I suppose it's probably the kids, like, they're leaving it up to the kid's choice. Like,
whether
maybe
they want to be online.
Doesn't want to be online or something.
I understand it.
So I totally understand, but I'm also like, just don't post it.
I prefer when people have their child and they're, like, looking away.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't have to put an emoji on the face.
But
it's like, you know.
Whenever I see like a kid with like a heart face emoji, I'm like, I wasn't going to kidnap them. Like, I just wanted to see what. Do you know what I mean? I feel like the weirdo.
Give us a look at them.
Exactly. I do feel a little bit like, move the heart. Like, what does the kid look like? But then I'm like, I'm not a creep. I'm just. Why are you putting that there?
Start commenting on everyone. Here, you have to put a heart on your kid's face. I can't see it.
That's a weird looking kid. Looks like a heart.
I think why you even take a second is because it's a strange way to look at a photo.
Yeah.
To have something censored out of a photo at all times is a bit funny.
I feel like.
On the eye.
Back in the day, like, you know, when you used to go to like the teenage discos or whatever, like when I was a teenager, obviously, but whenever like the girls, the girls would take their photo, they'd cover their face with their hand. And I'm like, what are you doing that for?
That was obviously just the trend.
It was the trend.
They were hiding from you, Dave.
So I don't understand it, but just don't post it. Also, or just go private on Instagram. Do you know what I mean?
Fair.
Some people, even when they're still private, they still don't post their kids. And I'm like, girl, your kid's not that cute.
You just know.
No one's going to try and find it. I'm about to be extremely vulnerable with everyone in here and with the listener.
You listening.
Yes. it's something that I'm a bit embarrassed about, but we're going to have to be out with it.
As the start of stories go, that was a good one.
I enjoyed that.
You think?
Yeah.
Consider me hooked.
I am hooked.
Okay, girls, welcome in. So, over the weekend, my partner Dwayne had friends staying, a couple and their little girl, Ivy. And after Ivy went to bed, we're all out the back garden, having drinks, talking about days gone by. Dwayne and the guy Luke have known each other years and years, so we're talking about like childhood stuff and what have you. And you know when people are spinning great yarns and you're like, I want to buy into this, I want to tell a story about my childhood, and you're like, okay, spotlight's on me, don't mess this up. And I told a story, I don't even know what we were talking about, and I was like, yeah I remember. And okay, this story is of when I was about 8 years old and we got an extension in the house. I know, bragging.
Doing very well for
Celtic
herself.
Tiger days, etc. we got an extension and we got a downstairs bathroom. Mm. And this was the first time we had a shower in the house, like an electric shower that you turn on, whatever.
Oh, you would have had a bath before?
Before this, we always had baths. Back in my day, we did baths. You know what I mean? Yeah. None of these showers. And genuinely, I hadn't had a shower like by the time I was 8. It was always a bath. And
shower to me was always so grown up.
Yeah, that's it. It felt very grown up.
You splash around with the ducks.
No, there's no ducks in the shower.
The shower was so boring. You had to stand there.
Oh. Yeah. Totally like awful. An absolute chump. Yeah. No one putting the jug over your hair.
Same
or anything.
Same your little eyes.
It's it, exactly. Yeah. So me and my sister would have been about 5 at this time, and I was about 8, and we were a bit scared of the shower, because like you stand,
it's a bit aggro.
To us, it was like all this stuff coming down, like what do we do? I think we'd had the extension a few weeks. We had not darkened the doorway of that shower. Mm. Absolutely not. Baths for life. And I guess my mom wanted to start making the use out of this shower. So her friend, Sharon, who she went to college with, Sharon from Yorkshire, my auntie Shez.
Oh my God. So talk about doxing a person.
My aunt Ishez. Well, I didn't give her a bloody air code. And who's heading over to Yorkshire at the moment? But she was over, and I swear to God, I don't know how this was initiated, but my mom has admitted it was probably her idea. The whole premise was we were to watch Sharon shower.
What?
Myself and my sister. So that we were to sit in the bathroom and watch Sharon shower. So that we could see it's not that scary, and that we could then feel empowered to go and shower ourselves.
Was she pretend showering?
No. It was a full shower. No, not at all.
She was naked
in
front of someone else's kids.
Everything out. Me and my sister sat in the toilet seat. Now, sorry, this was not a big bathroom, by the way. It was like an under-the-stairs bathroom. Everything was very close. There was barely room for her to get in and out and get changed. And me and my sister both sitting on the toilet seat just staring at her. We watched it like a film. We didn't blink. And that's how we learned to shower.
Oh, we're going to get phone calls.
Oh, there's going to be a problem here.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
I said this over the weekend. I've never told anyone this story. I said it
for
over the weekend
reason.
Like it was the most normal thing in the world. My partner of 10 years and his friends looked at me like, what is wrong with you?
Can I just ask, are you okay?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I know how to shower now. Thanks to Auntie Shez.
What was she showing you? Like,
just
under the...
Just how you get under, how you wash your hair. We honestly just didn't know.
And this isn't normal.
And
I
was
know.
Was it your first time
now.
Seeing kind of like a nudie lady?
No, because I always saw my mom in the bath and she wasn't a fan of bubbles.
What a weird thing to say about your mother.
Well, you know what I mean with that. I was familiar with the female adult form. Because my mom, when I told you this story, she goes, why didn't me or your dad show you how to do it? And I was like, Ma, you weren't a fan of showers. You were always in the bath. And she was like, yeah, that's sure I was. And I'm like, it'd be a bit weird if dad showed us.
No bubble frolly over
no
there.
No bubble frolly. So I sent a message into my WhatsApp group with my mom and my sister last night, and I was like, please do one of you remember this. Now my sister famously has no memories of growing up. She cannot remember a
Neither
thing
do I.
Probably because of
She's
stuff like this
out,
that
yeah.
went on. So she said no, absolutely not. And I was like, Mom, please don't let me down on this. Do you remember? This is what she replied.
No memory of that whatsoever. I mean, I might have said something like, you and Vanessa are probably saying, oh, what do we do? How do we go in there or something? And maybe unbeknownst to Sharon, which is kind of strange, I might have said, look, just go and sit in there and watch what she does while she's doing the shower, and then you can do it after. Maybe I said that. It sounds like something I would have done. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Kind of strange, all right.
At least she takes ownership. But I will say, Sharon had agreed to this prior. I know she did. We didn't just sneak in while she was in. Because I remember her getting in and all. Because that was one of our questions too. Like, how do you cross the threshold?
Oh my God.
From bathroom into shower.
I have just so many questions and so many. Like, I don't know what to say.
The 90s, yeah. Man. Different
time. You'd watch your friends and mom's friend in the shower.
You can't watch anyone in the shower.
No, things are gone mad woke. So, how do you feel? Are you showering now? Not an issue for you?
I'm flat out Sharon, but Sharon is always with me. Is that weird?
In your mind.
And, who have you watched in the shower?
Text in. We'd love your voice now.
Wow, V. Fair play to you, girl. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hands and tears.
How will Dave do? Really need you. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome, one and all, to the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things girly. It's great to have Fiona in the fold because she's got a fresh pair of eyes and lovely ovaries as well. to add her two cents to some fresh girly quiz questions, because we're, what, nearly 3 years into this now?
But I'm fresh.
We're not running short.
She's femme fresh.
Femme fresh. Guys, it feels good to be back. This is the first girly quiz, the three of us, in ages.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Fact, actually. So
feels
true.
Good.
So look, in order to win the week, Dave has to get three questions correct, but he does have some help on his side as well. One is his Simplify, and the other is his phone a female. It's the lovely Sarah standing by this morning. Hello, Sarah.
Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Sarah.
Morning, everyone. Hi.
Sarah, tell me this. Is there something you are specifically good at when it comes to feminine things, like health,
being a lady,
beauty, anatomy, everything, anything like that?
Oh, Lord. Well, since I am a woman, I'd hope I'm good at all of it, okay. But I'm sure the test will show.
a Jackie of all trades, as I like to say. All right, nice one, Sarah.
That's it.
Listen, Sarah, for you standing by, the Girly Quiz is with Essence Cosmetics. And just for coming on this morning, because you're a phone a female, we have an Essence hamper for you and a friend. That is now yours. It's filled with their brand new spring summer collection. And you're in the draw. After this week's Girly Quiz, in a few minutes' time, you could be winning a pair of VIP tickets to Longitude. So that's exciting too.
And that is all because you can
Amazing.
Experience.
Yeah.
All good.
So what was I going to say? So the other thing to mention, I suppose, is if you have little ears in the car, the Girly Quiz does tend to, you know, to move into uncharted waters at times. So maybe just keep your hand on the dial, because we never know what our Dave is going to say.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not. And if I do say something, it's not my fault.
No, it's
because
sure
this
not.
Is
it's
not women's. My choice of content.
Okay.
All right, let's kick off.
Okay, David Hammond, question number one.
Hello.
Which Girls Aloud member had a hair campaign with L'Oreal hairspray in the mid-2000s.
L'Oreal hairspray. Oh!
Do you know kind of the Girls Aloud members off the top of your head who was involved there?
I know there's Cheryl Cole.
Oh, you'd always think of her, wouldn't you?
I know there was Sarah Harding, I think she was in it, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I want to say... Oh, Flyer.
That's Nadine. Yeah.
Nadine Coyle.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was a Nicola, wasn't there, involved as well?
Yeah.
It was Nicola.
Nicola
she was
Roberts.
The redhead.
Nicola
she was
Roberts,
gorgeous. Yeah.
I would. I probably say it was Sarah Harding because I think she had like the short hair and she kind of spray painted it or sprayed it up. She kind of sprayed it up. I would. That would be my guess, but it could also be Cheryl because of the bouncy curls. You know what I mean? But would you
good
need
description on a curl? There,
would
Dave.
You need to? Would you need to do them? I don't know. Let's go with. Oh, I don't know. If I 50-50 this, you see, you could the two 50-50s could be Cheryl Cole and Sarah Harding.
But the thing about it is, do you not remember the ads at all or anything? No.
Yeah,
I have a feeling she was in it, but also I can see Cheryl in. Let's go with Sarah Harding.
Is that your final answer, Dave?
No.
Come on.
Let's go with Cheryl Cole.
Is that your final answer, Dave?
Final answer, Cheryl Cole.
Dave. You're absolutely
yes!
correct.
Come
we
on.
Got there in
oh
the
my
end.
God. Oh my God.
We
I don't know what was telling
those
me.
Ads.
But do you see what I mean by the Sarah Harding
no.
with the hair up, short hair?
I get you, but these ads are weak, limp, lifeless. I've found a cure for our hair press. That is like etched in my brain forever.
No, keep it going. What else was she like?
Just L'Oreal. Yeah. You're worth it.
You're worth
it. I can't remember what else. But weak, limp, lifeless, I'll remember forever.
Lifeless?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I found a cure for a hair press.
Nice one. Okay, one for one so far.
Oh, thank God.
Well done. We got there. Bloody hell.
Lifelines remaining. Dave, question number two on the girly quiz this week. What does the term undertone refer to in makeup and skincare?
Your undertone. I think your undertone is, like, you know the way when girls put on makeup and they're a different colour? So I would probably say the undertone is like, what colour are you under there? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's your natural...
It's like my sister used to always say to me when I was going to school, absolutely baking in makeup. And she'd be like, put your hand up to your face there.
Yeah.
Is that your undertone?
No, she used to just say to me, though, like the comparison between...
Even between your neck.
That's what I'd probably imagine it is. Probably it's your natural skin colour. But I'm not confident in it. So I think I'm going to have to call in Sarah on this.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. So, Dave is caught in question two. The question being, what does the term undertone refer to in makeup and skincare?
All right, go on, Sarah. 30 seconds on the clock. Give it to me.
So, I'm presuming what they mean is in your skin tone, you can be cool or warm tones.
Oh.
So, the undertone in the products that you use can show up in that. So, if you've got like redness or you've got quite dark tones as well.
Okay, so what should I say?
So I think the undertone turns to the different tones in your skin, whether you're cool or warm or cold.
Okay, the undertone is the different tones in your skin, whether you're warm or cold.
Skin's base colour, same thing. Well done.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Well done, Dave and Sarah.
You kind of had that on your own.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, because it didn't seem like the same answer, but I'm happy that it is.
Sometimes the answer is right there in front of you.
Yeah.
And you just have to trust.
Oh, I can never trust, though. I can never trust.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. You've won with Essence and you're in the draw to win that VIP treatment at Longitude as well, okay?
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. 2 for 2.
Oh, and a 50-50 remaining.
Oh, you're in great shape.
Feet up.
Yeah.
Feet up.
You're on a DOS day. All right, Dave. Final question.
Free class. What?
On what occasion might a woman wear a nipple shield? Dave, on what occasion might a woman wear a nipple shield?
Going into battle.
Gotta protect those tatas.
A nipple shield, yeah.
A nipple shield. Maybe when she's not wearing a bra, but you don't want the nips to come out. Maybe if you don't want them to get sunburnt.
All very valid, yeah.
Maybe. There's many reasons.
What are they going to be?
Many times. Nipple shield. I would say, yeah, I would probably say, you know when you're maybe wearing a white top and they might be popping through?
Jennifer and Friends vibes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's 50-50 it.
Okay.
Let's simplify.
Entering simplify mode. On what occasion might a woman wear a nipple shield? Is it A, when breastfeeding? B, in winter?
Ah, because in winter the nips do get awful cold.
Mm.
And
correctly.
Like, and hard, do you know what I mean? So like...
All right, Dave.
Not
for getting too excited
for
about
good reason
this
either.
Picturing these nipples.
No, not for good reason.
Yeah.
Nipple shields when breastfeeding. That's probably the best answer. Let's go with that. The winter, I don't know, I don't think you'd need to keep them too warm, like, in the winter. Like little hoods. Like, you know what I mean?
Some might say you can just wear a coat.
It's winter, David will put his hood up and the girls will put their nipple shields on. Let's go with breastfeeding. To
final
win the
answer?
Week. Final answer.
Dave.
You're absolutely right!
Yay!
Nice one.
My God.
Oh, we did
what a
great.
What a great day.
That was a really, really good girly quiz. I feel like that was catered to.
How are we doing,
Callum? Did I guess them? Did I guess it before I did the 50-50?
Yeah, you pretty much did. You had an idea.
No, I didn't say breastfeeding.
No, he didn't. No, breastfeeding, he didn't guess at all. He guessed literally every other reason that you might shield your nipples.
For the stats for the year, Dave, it's 12 wins and 10 losses.
Oh, do you know what? This is simple.
This is easy. You're making light work of this.
I just know so much about women.
You're such an empath to our cause.
Let's remind you. Let's see if you were listening, though. What does undertone mean in makeup and skincare?
It's the it's the colour of your actual skin. It's the warm or cold.
Nice,
whether
nice,
warm or cold.
Yes. Who did the campaign for L'Oreal?
Cheryl Cole.
Nice, that's very good.
Very, very good.
Learning a thing or two. Fair play. Girly quiz.
Experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge, only with Essence. Really
need you. Come on, ladies, let's get quiz.
It spins fully charged, recharged. It's a
girly quiz. We just completed a very successful round of the girly quiz. Dave went and won the week.
Fair play. Very well, Dave.
Great, but over the last 2 months, I could not have won any of the weeks if it wasn't for my phone of females, right? They have all bagged themselves an Essence Cosmetics hamper for themselves and a friend, and they're going into a draw to win that pair of VIP Longitude tickets for next weekend because they can experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge, proudly sponsored by Essence.
We do have a bit of admin to get to. We don't normally have admin with the girly quiz, but someone needs to know that they're going to Longitude. And in the draw, we have Molly, Sharon, Joanne, Olivia, Maria, Kelly, Katie, Sarah, Hannah, and of course, Sarah from this morning.
Another Sarah. I remember them all. So well.
They okay. all had lovely
what
bottoms.
Did Molly they all had
lovely bottoms. Molly, it was something to do with women.
What about Kelly? What did she help you
with? She was helping with something to do with girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And what about Sarah then?
Sarah knew all about the females. That's how I remember Sarah. Yeah,
great.
She knew all, everything about the females.
Really
remember them all.
Alright, well, with that considered, it is time to ring someone back at random and give them those VIP Longitude passes.
Right, let's do this.
Hello?
Hi, is that Joanne?
Hi, speaking.
Hi, it's Emma, Joanne. Dave and Fiona giving you a call from Spin.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? You're all right.
We're good.
Good, love. Some time ago, you helped us out and were Dave's phone a female on the girly quiz.
Do you remember that, Joanne, as well as I do?
I do. We made a great team.
Do you remember what the question was that we asked you?
Oh, it was about the shirt, wasn't it? And it was tucked in the French.
French.
There you go.
Great one.
I remember it well, Joanne.
Joanne, you might remember the girly quizzes with Essence Cosmetics, and when you were on that day, you won yourself that the gorgeous Essence hamper for you and a friend, and you were put in the draw to win VIP tickets to Longitude.
Yeah.
And do you get where we're going with this?
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're absolutely serious, Joanne. You have won your VIP Longitude tickets. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
Okay, amazing.
Amazing.
Ah,
you've been going all
right. No way. No, I didn't. No, not yet, no.
Right, well, great fun. You can bring a friend or whatever. Have a good time, David Guetta and all playing, and you'll get the lovely spoiling at the Longitude Lounge with Essence as well. So they'll do your makeup and all, which is handy.
Yeah, do your makeup. There's nice bathrooms there.
Oh, yeah, there's hammocks as well.
I can't believe it.
So you can just be sitting back, relaxing, looking at all the non-Essence winners and thinking, I'm better than you.
I'm better than you.
Support. I can do that.
Yeah, get thinking about what you're going to wear and all the rest. And well done. Thanks for listening.
Oh my God. Thank you guys so much. Have
See
a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Done.
Very
nice.
Exciting.
So
love
what?
That for her.
No more VIP Longitude treatment?
No.
Oh.
And no more Essence hamper.
I suppose we'll have to stop the girly quiz, so.
That'll never happen.
Oh, well.
Not at all. Girly quiz back as per next Thursday after 8:30 here on Fully Charged.
1038. Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on
Hello there, what's going on?
Hi.
Good morning, how are you guys? A really important question. Do you guys know...
The Muffin Man, yes.
He lives on Drury Lane, actually, just down there.
Drury Street, is he?
Yeah, Drury Lane.
Oh.
Very different. Do you know and do you think about your freckles? and where they are? Like, would you be like, I know where my freckles are, I know what freckles I have?
Not really. I think the ones on my back kind of freak me out, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In that way, yeah, always good to be checking and being aware, see if they're raising, see if whatever, of course.
What do you mean, like, freckle on? Oh, yeah, I've got three nice ones on my upper leg.
Yeah, so you know where they
in
are.
A row.
Like, say when I say to, like, my partner, Dwayne, like, he's got a really big freckle on his, like,
chin. He's got a huge freckle.
He's got a huge freckle. And I'm like, oh, you know about your freckle on your chin? And he's like, I don't know about my freckles. I don't think about my freckles. I don't know where they are. It's been a conversation that we've been having for many years. And I'm like, if I had a big freckle like that, I would know about it. I'd be like, that is who I am. And it would just be part of my identity, part of my anatomy, something I think of.
I have a freckle under my lip on the right there, I think.
I think I have some on my face. When I was on holidays last week, and usually when I get like in the sun, I get like quite freckly.
Yeah, I would call that a smattering of freckles.
Like on under,
I know
the
a girl, she's very famous in Australia. She's a radio host and she draws on freckles every day.
It's so weird.
Sometimes I draw on freckles in summer and it just makes you feel like you've been sun-kissed because I didn't go out in the sun because I'm very careful of my skin. But I know I have a little freckle here.
And you're pointing at your hands now, yeah.
It's here. It's on my hand, yeah. And then I don't really have any others. So it's not that's like a big
I know
thing
I have
me.
One freckle right here on the upper part of my leg. And that's the only freckle I know about. And it also could be on the right leg, I'm not sure.
But you're like, you have a visual. So maybe that's the only kind of big one you have.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know your freckles? Do you think about your freckles? Are your freckles just abandoned with no one giving them a second thought? I feel bad.
I kind of want to dot a few freckles on my nose tomorrow. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah. On it, on
it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
The christening of the new children's hospital has happened. Thank God.
They built the thing first.
Have they not built the thing? Or maybe they haven't. I don't actually know what's going on.
It's not open yet anyway. It's been delayed. I think it's cost a fortune.
Constantly delayed, but I think it's opening in 2026. But yeah, huge news.
It was meant to be open about a year ago.
Or maybe but kids, you'll have to wait, okay?
Maybe it's June. I actually don't know. Yeah, it could be in two
disaster,
days.
Disaster anyway, though.
There's not much news about it, but I did see that it was called Christened, and basically the government and committees have decided to call it the National Children's Hospital.
She said they come up with
I don't know how they landed on it.
I'd say that took a few meetings now, a few creative meetings.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, the whole project has cost $2.2 billion. That's with a B. It was meant to cost way less and it was meant to be way sooner. But then we are, you know, really bad with time and we are really bad with money. Can't trust them Irish with the money, do you know?
You sure can't.
Because we'll just spend it. Do you want to know how no good with money we are?
Yeah.
There was a branding and naming process set up with recommendations for the name of this very delayed hospital.
Mm.
The process included the recruitment of a specialist branding agency.
Oh, shut up.
With a shortlist of 17 names drawn up, right? So a series of focus groups were set up between government
just
and families.
Build this.
Oh my God.
And it has been revealed that the entire process to name the hospital cost $4,500.
Ah, lads.
Name the hospital, and they came up with the National Children's Hospital.
I actually think there should be a panto this Christmas about the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's been
for
such
sure.
a disaster.
They
from
are
start
making
to finish.
A show of us. Yeah, they're making a show of us.
It's unbelievable.
They're seeing
four
what they
and
can
a half
get away
grand
with.
To name a building is absolutely ridiculous.
And I love that the journalists got their hands on that information.
Yeah. Who signs off on this? Who signs the receipt yet? $4,500 money well spent off you pop there. It's absolutely insane. And so I thought we as a trio would happily have named the building for a lot less money, if not free.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a trio, we would love to, you know, one day not bring our kids to the hospital.
Oh, God,
but
no.
We would love to drive by it and go, your dad named that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And something a little bit more exciting than the National Children's Hospital, all right? So apparently they did name it that because they wanted it to be easier for people to find when getting off the train from Dublin or to Dublin.
Okay.
They'd be like, just say to the taxi, bring me to the National Children's Hospital,
so
and they'd bring it there.
So why did they need to spend $4,500 to come up to that
listen,
eventuality?
This is the question that is on everyone's minds. Yeah. Why did it take $4,500? And why didn't they come to us? So listen, if any government agencies are listening, please come to us if you ever need naming of things in the future.
We'll take your $4,500.
Yeah. Our show is called Fully Charged. That's a fantastic name for a breakfast show.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
It's very
why don't you call it like a strawberry or something? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Pointless.
It doesn't make any sense. It
doesn't make any sense at all.
This is about waking up feeling good, feeling like energetic. It's
fully charged.
Like yeah, fully
it's
charged.
An excellent name.
You're refreshed.
So I think they should have come to us. And
or like station name breakfast.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
Here's my idea. Wow. Let's play a game called Name That Hospital.
Love it.
Well, okay, go on.
So I've come up with a couple of names that they could have called the hospital. I understand why they called it the National Children's Hospital. Easy to find. Tells you what it does on the tin. Happy days. But I think they should be, given that it's a children's hospital, maybe have it a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
It's Avengers themed. The kids will think Doctor Strange works in there and he's magic. So yeah, he'll fix it.
He'll fix you.
Do you know what I mean? That's kind of cute. What's up, Doc?
Oh, yeah.
It's Bugs Bunny themed.
Yeah, fun.
Or Looney Tunes themed. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the hallway, there's a thing that looks like it's a tunnel, but it's not. It's a wall.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Hopstable.
Oh, I had it. Hopstable.
Hopstable. Yeah, hostable.
Hostable, yeah.
Because that's what kids call a hospital. The No More Ouchie General.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because it speaks for itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the PhD. Prime Hydration Drink Hospital. And we could get Logan Paul and KSI's drink Prime to sponsor the hospital.
Nice one.
Logan Paul's really someone who you want around your kids.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking, this is a bit lame, but I did have I was thinking of
Hopstable.
Hopstable, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking if you were really cute, like, you're going to, like, the hug house. You get so many hugs when you're in hospital. But I think as well, because a lot of kids break bones, don't they? Like from being mental. I did a lot. So you could call it arm and a leg.
I like that.
And that would also be kind of an idea of how much it's spent to cost an arm and a leg.
That's great.
That's brilliant.
Because it costs so much money.
Very, very good.
I kind of took a different slant to this. What about a bleeding maid of money hospital?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Bleeding,
yep. This could have been an email hospital. And then, you know, it was in the news a couple of years ago because the shape of the hospital is famously looks like a female anatomy.
Does it?
A lady part. Okay. That's it, kind of in the centre of the body, yes.
Ah.
So I thought, your dad can't find it.
We're about to play Inhaler's brand new song, Billy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we added that to the playlist in recent weeks. It's doing really, really well for Inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've been playing this on the show during the week, it made me think about something I never brought to the show or never mentioned. Because it's one of those things that just kind of has been happening in my daily life, but isn't really significant until I put it all together and said, is there any truth to this? So just to let you know,
mm-hmm.
Elijah, who's one of the singers in Inhaler, he is Bono's son.
Yes.
Okay.
I honestly thought you were going to say you were related to him or something.
No.
Like, if you're related to Bono, Elijah, you know you were also related to him.
If you listen to the show a lot, you'll probably know that I'm going out with a guy from England for about a year now. And when he and I first started going out, well, actually, we were going out a good few months before he mentioned this to me. Mm. And I got real, not offended, but like, I was like, no, you're wrong. Like, you're wrong. He said, geez, I really think Bono and you two have like Ireland in a chokehold.
Oh.
And I was like,
what?
No. What are you talking about? Like, you two mean...
No one likes Bono.
No. Exactly. I thought that too. But then I also thought, like, in terms of, like, if a U2 song comes on the radio, I will know every word from my childhood, but, like, I wouldn't be going over to see them or have any real...
about them.
I don't even think I'd know. I'd know the other one. I'd know the main one.
I know a few, like, Sweetest Thing and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, I'd be like, you're wrong. And then he started pointing things out to me. And apparently, I actually mentioned Bono or U2 more than I realised. And he reckons that any Irish person he meets is the same, okay? So I think we all need to be wary on this. And Callum, I'd be interested in your thoughts on this as an Englishman as well, who's lived here for years. So it started off in the early days of our relationship, we said we'd watch Bad Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently I made a big point going, that's Bono's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's
Eve Hewson. We Eve do Hewson, say that a lot, to be fair.
Course.
That's actually Bono's daughter.
Yeah.
There, yeah, yeah.
That's because you just want to say she didn't get there on her own. Can't help.
We saw Inhaler live at the Olympia. Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, we did. Yeah.
And we were like, I wonder is Bono here?
Yeah. We're looking up at all the box in the Olympia.
Crap, are we obsessed
Bono mentioned,
with them?
Exactly. You don't want to think about it, but like maybe we are.
We were checking all the boxes going, I wonder has Bono showed up tonight. I was talking about my childhood in West Cork with my boyfriend one day, and another daughter of Bono's used to spend some time in the same village I did, apparently, to get away from the craziness of it all. And you may be sure I told Jack about that.
Oh.
Well, I was in the playground with Bono's daughter.
Yeah,
about six now, and I was in the playground, and we play hopscotch together, me and Bono's daughter. Now, she was closer to my sister in age, so my sister got in there more, but I knew her, like.
It's so funny, now a load of things for me are coming up about Bono. Like, Bono says he's from Finglas. He's not. He's from Glasnevin.
Oh, yeah.
He was in my granny's house once.
See?
Isn't that so weird?
And how quick did that come to you?
Like the second we mentioned it. He's only down the road from my cousin's house in Killiney as well.
I hated myself last weekend because we were at that wedding in England and Jack got a pair of new sunglasses. They're a bit wacky.
No.
And even though I knew this and I've been trying like so hard not to mention you two or Bono at all, I went, they're very Bono.
They're very Bono.
And he went, there you go again.
Oh my God.
We were out for, when the weather was really good a few weeks ago, we brought the dog out to the coast and I was like, now Enya's around here somewhere, but Bono's house is out here somewhere as well. A doggy, that'll be Bono, right? Years ago when I was doing a bit of cover work with RT, I was about 19 and I was literally just shadowing someone in court reporting.
Yeah.
And you may be sure in the early days I told Jack that I was in a lift in the forecourts with Adam Clayton.
That is huge. That's, I mean, that's mental. Like less impressive, but like still Bono adjacent.
Do you two mention got in there?
Do you remember a couple of years ago when the Bono lookalike kept walking around town and he was in the office and
he was doing radio and all, reading out his poems.
He looks so much like Bono that I just tell everyone I've met Bono.
Of course, that's fine. I mean, really at this stage, like if you haven't met Bono, like my partner Dwayne is obsessed with Bono.
Is he?
And has been his whole life.
As
and
much I'm as like, Emma.
Oh yeah, no, nearly as much as Emma. And I'm like, it's absolutely insane that you haven't met him. He's always knocking around the place. We were out for a carvery a couple of weeks ago in Shankill in Brady's. Shout out, big up. And Dwayne was like, the colour like drained from his face and he goes, and I was like, what are you about to tell me? And he was like, there's Bono's best friend in carvery and drinking a My Waddy Orange.
Is that Googie?
Like, maybe. Potentially.
I think it's Googie.
Guys, we have a problem.
I met Googie. I forgot about this. I met Googie. I played shuffleboard with Googie.
Oh, shut up.
In Kodiak
and
Rathmines.
And you said that's Bono's best friend.
We're all like 1 degree of separation from away from Bono.
And then I remember telling my boyfriend Jack about, you know, the previous show that was here. Colin was producing Fully Charged before we all arrived.
Yeah.
And there was a big story. They had Matt Damon on the show and it was like Bono told Matt Damon that the boys were talking about him on radio.
That's my connection
to
Bono.
Your connection.
Bono was listening to the show and gave Matt Damon 087-711-103.
Stop it.
It's etched in Bono's memory.
And I told my boyfriend Jack that story as well. He thinks that we are in a U2 chokehold.
Sorry.
And
crazy.
You know what? I think he's probably...
I think he is as well. It'd be rare that I'd agree with an Englishman about anything to do with Irish culture. But I think
they might be right.
Yeah. I think he really does.
Tomorrow's show, what's your Bono story?
Please.
We all have one.
We all have one, man. What the hell?
Got the album onto everyone's iTunes.
Yeah.
That's what he's done with our brains.
Here's Inhaler, you two, or Bono's son.
Get ready. Spin 103X, Golden Tickets.
Hey, yeah.
Now, though, we also want to send you on your holidays. We have a lovely prize in the sun to go. All but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. On to get this a go this morning is Kaz. What are you up to?
I'm actually just waiting for my colleagues to come to work and then I'm going into work.
Oh, lovely. You're the early lickers.
I am indeed. I'm waiting for them to come, yes.
What do you do, Kaz?
I work in the bank.
Oh, very good. They're running quite late now.
Oh, no, we open at 10.
Oh, you open at 10. Okay.
So a little bit more time in your side.
Life for Riley. And Kaz, that's a very cool young name. You sound like you're off to Casa Amor. Is that what you're like kind of getting ready for? Gunning up for that? Dropping into Love Island as a bombshell? No?
Is it short for Karen?
It is indeed, yeah. But you know, we have the stigma of that name, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
you had to urgently do a little pivot there a couple of years ago,
didn't
you?
Get the passport changed.
I like that, though, changing it to Kaz. Not a lot of people do that. Some people just stick with the Karen.
Because they're like, I identify that way, actually.
Yeah.
Listen, we'd love to get you on holidays. Do you have anything planned for the summer?
I actually don't, no. No holidays planned this year.
All right, well, let's see if we can change that. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Kaz?
I have not, no.
You have not. Okay, in essence, Kaz, some songs are going to play and you need to guess what they are. You need to guess who the artist is as well, okay? You need to guess 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you'll win that Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. What do you think, Kaz? Sound like something you could do?
Sounds like something like a
trial, yeah? Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go through some rules that, to be honest, they kind of favour you, to be honest. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can obviously only do that once and you can't do it on a final song, but use it wisely. And if you shout the word swap, then we will swap out that song. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself too and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Kaz?
Yep.
Perfect.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
So you can only have one swap?
You can only have one swap. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right, we're ready to go.
Good luck, Kaz.
Kaz, where are you from?
I'm from Clontarf.
Kaz from Clontarf. I like it. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Eminem.
Yeah, what's the song called? He's a magician.
Houdini.
Stop the clock.
Well done, Eminem and Houdini. You got there.
You've got 16 seconds left for four songs. We might want to just up that speed a little bit, but it was a great start to the game. Well done.
And you still have a swap remaining, Kaz. Let's go for song two. Hopefully you know this one even quicker. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside.
I don't know.
Do you want to swap it?
Swap it, Kaz. If you don't know, say swap.
Swap, yeah, let's swap it out.
Oh my God, Kaz, you're making us nervous.
Very
nervous.
By
the skin of your teeth, what you missed there was Gracie Abrams, and that's so true. But not to worry, we are going to kick off with a new song two now.
And we've reset that clock back to about 16 and a half seconds.
Here we go, a brand new song two, Kaz. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Any ideas?
No.
It's something that you drive around and it's fast.
A Ferrari, a Lamborghini.
And the girl has kind of one syllable quick names.
No.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
No.
Okay. Tate McRae and sports car.
Yeah. Does it ring a bell now, Kaz? Tate McRae sports car.
I know the song. I just, yeah, wouldn't be familiar too much with the name of it. Yeah.
Kaz, you need to go and listen to Spin 24/7 and come back.
Get
and
a blaring
play
in the bank.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
do you play the radio in the bank, Kaz?
No, we don't. No. Too many distractions.
There's your problem. There is your problem, Kaz. Listen, Kaz, it's been fantastic chatting to you. Have a fantastic day.
Cheers, hon.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Mel. You too. See you.
Talk to you later. Bye, 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 bye. Another chance for you to come on and play tomorrow and win that holiday. It's golden on a WhatsApp to register on 087-711-1038.
Do it.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, indeed. The part of the show that everyone looks forward to the most, the part that I get to say
the
exactly
end
what I want to hear. We finally get the hell out of here. Guys, I don't mean to brag, but at the moment I am reading a book.
Oh,
thank you. Hold your applause.
Jeez, I didn't know you could read.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, that was very sad applause.
You know, can I brag even further?
Please.
I'm reading a book and for some reason, it's in my bag.
The
for this
word
specific
over
reason, exactly. Yeah. So that she could say it on air.
I think it must have dropped into my bag last night when I was trying to put it like away from me. And I was falling asleep.
Oh my God, I love it.
This morning I was like, God, I look like such a Carrie Bradshaw carrying a book
you
around in my
do
handbag.
The cover of that now, The Worker, which is what Emma's reading. Is that what it's called?
Freedom.
The Worker.
Yeah, she's got loads of books.
It's giving kind of like a book that like my mom has and she swaps with all her friends. And she's
that's
there,
what
like,
me and
Emma
are doing now.
Read that. Yeah. Yes, I love it.
Oh my so, God, you're 73. Yes.
So I'm pretty alternative in this way. I'm reading Intermezzo by Sally Rooney, which nearly everyone has read at this stage. I'm nearly finished. It's taken me a while and it's good. It's a great book and stuff, but there's one real issue I have with it, and I don't know if anyone else has read
the lack of quotation marks.
You no, there's no quotation marks actually. She's which a is a choice she went for. Whatever.
Unique writing style. It's kind of hard to keep up sometimes, I think.
Yeah, that's annoying. But also she has this main character Margaret, okay. And Margaret is 36, which I would like to say is a very young age for a woman to be, okay. But she writes Margaret as a woman who wears a blouse. She's never wearing anything other than a blouse. It's always like, Margaret buttoned her blouse. And I'm like, Margaret, you can wear a t-shirt at 36.
And is Margaret shifting the young fella?
She shifts in the young fella. That's her arc. And she hangs up her raincoat in the pub and she drinks a lemonade. And I'm like, it's fine if Margaret doesn't drink, but like say the brand of the lemonade or something, because you're painting a picture of this woman who is 82 and goes to bingo, gets picked up by Breda and heads to bingo on a
she's
Thursday.
She's down in the country, isn't she, working in the community
and
hall.
She works in the community hall.
You're only a few years away from that, though.
I know, and that's what I want to say. Why is this woman going on like she's 78?
I never thought of it like that before because I've read it. You think Sally would do better for the 36 year olds out there?
Yeah. Like you're not hung up short 36. Now she's having a great affair with a young lad, and we love to see that. And that takes off a few years.
It sounds like this book is really annoying you. And can I suggest television instead?
Oh, that'd be a good one. Now, no, the book is great. I just don't love Margaret.
Okay.
Or I want better for Margaret.
She's ageist. She hates how old she is.